My guest Colin Hanks stars in the new film The Great Buck Howard. Hanks' father, Tom Hanks, makes a couple of brief appearances playing Colin's father. Colin Hanks is also on Broadway, starring with Jane Fonda in the play 33 Variations. And in season 2 of Mad Men, he played the young priest. Here's a scene from The Great Buck Howard. Colin Hanks plays Troy, a young man who has given up law school in the hopes of becoming a writer. To make ends meet, he takes a job as the assistant to a washed-up mentalist who can no longer get bookings in Vegas and instead does a show in small-town theaters. In this scene, Troy is at a restaurant getting interviewed for the job by Buck Howard and Howard's agent. The agent is played by the sleight-of-hand artist Ricky Jay. The great Buck Howard is played by John Malkovich.
Young man, I am delighted that you are interested in this job. I am very busy. I did over...
One thought kept racing through my mind as Buck talked. I had no idea who this guy was. And I guess it must have shown.
You do know who I am, don't you?
You have seen The Tonight Show.
You have to say with Johnny Carson, not the nitwit who's on there now.
Buck did The Tonight Show with Johnny 61 times.
I think, you're a magician, right?
Buck's a mentalist. Magician is kind of a dirty word around here.
I was a magician when I was 3 years old, but I evolved out of that. Not that I have anything against magicians as long as they're dead.
Look, Buck's been on all the big shows. Jim Nabors, John Davidson, Sally Jesse Raphael. Dino's the co-host on Dinah many times. He's performed all over the world, Las Vegas.
Not lately.
Your job would be to take care of all of Buck's travel and then to go on the road with him to ensure that the engagements were handled smoothly.
It is a very demanding but ultimately rewarding job. For instance, in a few months' time, we'd be very hard at work on a benefit that I started for sick children with my friend George Takei, who is perhaps best known for his portrayal of Sulu on Star Trek. He is a dear friend.
This certainly wasn't the kind of job my father would have envisioned for me, but there was something kind of exciting about Buck. He told these long stories about a world full of his famous friends. Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon.
The Captain and Tennille.
Colin Hanks, welcome to Fresh Air. Congratulations on the movie.
Thank you.
You know, the character of Buck Howard is so washed up, as we heard that, you know, his claims to fame include having been a co-host on Dinah and being pals with the Captain and Tennille. Did you even know all these references when you heard them?
Yeah, I mean, I know the references for sure. I have vague recollections of those kinds of programs. And in the script, it was just The Tonight Show. But John really would improv quite a bit and really make Buck even farther than what he initially was, and would come up with references like Dinah and Jim Nabors and stuff like that. And Ricky Jay, of course, picked up on that right away, and they went running.
So what was your role in getting this movie made?
Well, really, it was just sort of Sean and I met. We spent a great deal of time trying to get financing for the movie. Which was a kind of a difficult thing to do because we didn't have a Buck Howard at that time. And, of course, if you don't have a Buck Howard, then you don't have your money, but you can't get money without having a Buck Howard. So there's a little conundrum there. And someone had suggested Playtone, which is my father's production company, along with Gary Getzman. And that wasn't necessarily my idea, and it wasn't necessarily something I was super keen on, but obviously I know everybody there, and I admire their tastes very much. So I sort of said to Sean, I said, well, look, here's what we should do. We should send the script to them and just ask what they think, really. Just if they have any ideas, that'd be great. Or if they know of anyone who would be interested in making the movie, that would be really great. But I don't want to go to them saying, hey, do you want to make this movie? Because I think that's, you know, not necessarily the easiest thing to do. It puts them in a weird position, and I don't want to do that. And
mm-hmm.
So we sent it to them just to say, hey, take a look at this. Tell us what you think. And they ended up really loving it, so much so that my dad ended up reading it. He fell in love with it and said, we were going to make this, and I'm going to play your dad. And I sort of went, okay. That wasn't my intention. I didn't really – I had never planned on that, but at the same time, I couldn't say no.
If
someone of his caliber wants to be in your movie, you'd be an idiot to turn them down. And, you know, obviously I've had about 31 years to prepare for the role, so that came pretty easy.
Well, let's hear a scene from early in the film in which you and your father, Tom Hanks, appear together. And in this scene, you've dropped out of law school and taken this job as the road assistant to the great Buck Howard, the mentalist. But you haven't told your father you dropped out of law school, and he certainly hasn't been told about this job. So one day, right after one of Buck Howard's shows, you're backstage, and who should show up but your father. And Buck Howard, on meeting him, congratulates him on having such a fine son, but your father isn't feeling proud. He's feeling really angry and betrayed. This scene starts with John Malkovich as the great Buck Howard talking to your father.
You know, Mr. Gable, I can imagine how you feel. My father didn't want me to go into show business. He wanted me to be an accountant, obviously. That wasn't my calling.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to touch that. But if carrying your bags is Troy's calling, well, then I just wasted a lot of money on his education.
Dad.
Troy, may I? You know, sir, I have a theory about that. I call it my onwards and upwards theory. Perhaps you noticed in the musical portion of my...
Listen, I'd like to talk to my son alone.
Very well. I was merely trying to add a little perspectivo, as the Latins say.
I think you've done that.
Well, good evening. Troy, you can bring that and toss my salad when you get back to the hotel.
That's a hell of a guy.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Haven't heard from you in over a month. Had to call your friends like I was some kind of freaking cop.
I know.
I would have killed to go to law school, Troy. I would have killed.
I hated it. I wasn't happy.
You think I danced out the front door every morning in my adult life happy about where I was going to be spending my day? I don't know what you're doing here. And I don't think you do either. But come on. You're smarter than this. You are. You are smarter than this.
That was Tom Hanks, Colin Hanks, and John Malkovich in a scene from Colin Hanks' new movie, which is called The Great Buck Howard. I'm wondering, like, when you were acting opposite your father, did it feel like, oh, yeah, this is how he is like my father? I can imagine him being just like that with me if he was angry. Or is he so in character that it was completely different than the Tom Hanks
so
father
different.
Person? Was it?
So different, yeah. I mean, this is unlike any conversation we've had. I mean, he's always been really supportive of everything that I've done, so obviously just the words themselves are very different. He's most definitely acting. It's not like him at all, in fact. It's interesting. This is, you know, pretty much what Sean McGinley did, you know, as he says, is the first 15 minutes of the movie is really exactly what Sean McGinley did. He quit law school. He didn't tell his family. And he moved to Los Angeles because he had this notion of being a writer. And the only job he can get was working for a mentalist.
Did he work for the Amazing Kreskin? Because he's thanked in the credits.
He did, yes. But we embellish quite a bit. We wouldn't say that... You know, the handshake is most definitely, we definitely lift it from Kreskin. That's for sure.
Oh, man, that's the kind of handshake where every time you shake somebody's hands, he nearly pulls their arm out of the socket.
Yeah.
It's so vigorous and long.
And that's exactly what it was like. I met the man for the first time the other night at a screening here in New York, and he nearly took my arm off.
My guest is actor Colin Hanks. He stars in the movie The Great Buck Howard. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Colin Hanks. He stars in the new film, The Great Buck Howard, and he co-starred in season 2 of AMC's Mad Men. Now, I want to talk to you about your role on Mad Men, the AMC series about advertising executives in the early 1960s. And you play not an advertising executive, but a young priest who takes a special interest in a young woman in his parish named Peggy. Peggy works at the advertising agency, and she's gone from secretarial position to copywriting position. I'm leading up to a clip here.
Okay.
And she's the only woman to have risen like that. But she has a secret. She had a baby out of wedlock and gave it up for adoption. She's been helping you, the priest, with some church business and has agreed to use office machinery to make copies of a flyer for a church event. And you've come to the advertising office to pick up those copies. So let's hear that scene. Peggy is played by Elizabeth Moss, and my guest, Colin Hanks, plays the priest.
Peggy, do you have something you need to talk about?
Excuse me?
Well, I've noticed that you don't take communion. And I don't think it's too much of a leap to ask if there's something you need to talk about.
No.
God already knows whatever it is, Peggy.
Well, then I don't need to talk.
Well, I'm here. Right now.
Father, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't think you'd understand.
God is bigger than what we were raised on.
Father, you don't have to live life like the rest of us. Maybe you're lucky.
I've lived life. I wasn't born a priest.
Of course not.
You know, when you distance yourself from the church, you are distancing yourself from everything. That's why it's called communion. It's not just being with God, it's being with people.
I know that.
Well, then why are you pushing everyone away?
I'm not.
There is no sin too great to bring to God. You can reconcile yourself with Him and have a whole new start. You're a smart, beautiful young girl. You have so much to offer. Do you feel you don't deserve His love?
That's Colin Hanks and Elizabeth Moss in a scene from the AMC series Mad Men. Colin Hanks, I think it's so interesting to see you playing a priest, a young priest who knows that he has to service the spiritual and other needs of a community, many of whose members are much older than he is. And he's also, I think, struggling with certain emotions, slightly beyond priestly emotions that he's feeling for Peggy, as we kind of heard in the scene that we just played.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find yourself going to church just to kind of get in the spirit of the role?
No, not so much.
I don't even know what religion you were born into, if any.
I'm not very a religious person, mm-hmm. No. But, you know, more than anything else, what was interesting was that, you know, obviously it's a Roman Catholic, but pre-Vatican II. So that was really the thing that was most interesting to me, was that we were dealing with a church that was about to go through, for lack of a better phrase, evolution and change. And they were about to make very drastic changes within the church and how the church reaches out to the community. And so with Father Gill, here's a young man who is a priest and is trying to find this new way to bring young people into the fold. And he sees something in Peggy that he felt that God brought him there for Peggy. And what's interesting is that, you know, we never really discussed whether there were any other ulterior motives for Father Gill. But interestingly enough, that sort of people brought that to the relationship. You know, really, he's just sort of fighting for her soul. And any other feelings that he has is secondary. But a lot of people were really wanting that to happen, which I found very interesting.
Well, let me just interject here.
Yeah.
As somebody who thinks there's something else going on here, it's not necessarily that I want that kind of relationship to happen.
No, yeah.
But I just do feel like he's feeling stirrings from Peggy that he's very uncomfortable with, and he doesn't know what to do about it, and he's maybe not even fully aware of it because he doesn't want to be aware of it, but that they're there. So
it's possible.
And maybe you don't know because you have to be so inside.
Well, they,
of
you know,
him, but
they,
it's, that's they, the way it's yeah. coming across.
Well, hey, that's okay. I like people being able to look at it and come up with something
absolutely
on their own.
Yeah,
that's
I'll bet
exciting.
You do. Yeah, yeah. My guest is Colin Hanks, and he's starring in the new movie The Great Buck Howard, and he's also Father Gill on AMC's series Mad Men, and he's currently on Broadway in the new show 33 Variations. Now, I know your parents divorced when you were how old?
Well, so young that you go by grades, not by age.
Right.
You know what I mean? Third grade.
Were you on your father's sets a lot, and was it if so, was it fun to be there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of memories going on a lot of different movie sets. And you know, there wasn't like a crazy allure to it. For me, I just saw it as, oh, well, what a great way to spend time with my dad. You know, it's like I can go with him to work. How many kids can do that? Not many. You know, it's always bring your kid to work day, or it can be. And so even though I was spending time with him while he was at work, there's a lot of downtime. And so there's a lot of laughing and playing gin rummy and stuff like that. And there's always interesting people. And since some of those movies have since become, you know, such huge iconic movies, it's kind of hard to properly describe. But at the time, it was just, you know, another sort of day at the office, for lack of a better phrase.
Colin Hanks, thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck with your new movie and your Broadway show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colin Hanks stars in the new film The Great Buck Howard, and he's on Broadway, starring with Jane Fonda in 33 Variations. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.